fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. And just like every other Tuesday, today we're going to dig into the topic of sales. We're going to talk all things communication, sales, money mindset, how your brain should approach the sales game, and some other cool actions for you to take consistently that will move the sales needle. Appreciate you guys being here. Give us a review. Share this episode with another contractor that you know could use it. And without further ado, let's talk about sales.
Hey, welcome to the Contractor Fight Sales Podcast. My name is Derek Johnson, and I'm sales trainer and coach in the battleground in Contractor Fight. And I am here solo today because Steve Schenholzer, he's probably on the South Pacific somewhere in some boat hanging out. And Tom, well, he's in Denver. No, correction. He's in Colorado Springs with Neil Christensen, and they're actually working on the Mile High Profit Summit that's going to be happening September 14th and 16th. If you don't know about that, I'm sure in the show notes down there, there'll be a link to that. So if you're not coming, you need to get your ass out to Denver on the 14th and 16th of September and see how we do this stuff and learn and glean and come back with your hair on fire with all the things you need to be a badass contractor. So on the sales podcast today, I want to talk about sales in general and how it can be affected, your sales process, your sales goals and your sales numbers based on how you're feeling emotionally, because it's a really important thing that I don't think we talk about enough. We just assume as contractors, we just got the sales thing down. We just show up at a person's place, and no part of normal life and just, you know, our family life or anything outside of work could possibly affect us. Well, if you think about this, when we are going to a sale, to close a deal, to get in someone's space and interact with them, when we're on the phone with them, we're connecting in any way, if we're not on point at all, the chances of us closing the sale are slim to none. We're going to be off. We're going to be thinking of something else. We're going to be distracted. So it's really, really important to make sure your game's on point. Go through the process. I mean, obviously here we teach the five steps of Shin Fu so that we go through the things and pre-qualify what's going to happen next on the phone with the client before you ever go out into their space. Because I'm sure, as you guys know, you went to so many people's spaces and only to find out that they were not ready to move forward. So you wasted a lot of time. So here's the thing. When you get into some sort of argument with a team member, or you get into a fight with your significant other, or if you just have a bad conversation with the current client, it throws you off. And even this is where it gets into like the biology. Your cortisol levels go off the charts, and all of a sudden you get into that fight or flight sense, and now your adrenaline's flowing and all this stuff is happening. It is distracting you. You get brain fog. You can't focus. You know what I'm talking about. Have you ever experienced that? You had a bad conversation with somebody and then you had to go to a sales call, you're just not there. You're just not prepared. And it takes up to 7 hours for that to dissipate and settle down. And you know what I'm talking about. You feel that energy in you. You're getting ready to go to work in the morning. You're getting ready to get on a sales call, or you're getting ready to go and collect that deposit, and you have an argument with your significant other. I'm sure that only happens to me, right? Well, I know better. It happens to everybody. You get in an argument with a family member and all of a sudden you're just off. This is why Shin Fu is so important. You're going to rise to your highest level of training. It's that simple. And obviously here we do points. We do role play points. And it's so important to engage in the group. You get 1 point for playing contractor. You get half of a point for playing the customer. And you get in the ring with each other and you go back and forth. And you're training, you're honing. And to get a black belt, you need 200 role play points. And that takes some time to do if you do that regularly. But the idea is to hone this in because you want to work on listening. See it on my shirt, STFU. What does that stand for? To shut the F up. What happens when you do that? One, it helps you stay calm, cool, and collected. And the idea when you're quiet and you're keeping your mouth shut is you're listening. This is where it gets tricky, though. When someone else is talking and you got your mouth shut, you got to stop forming your opinions or your statements in your mind as they're talking. This is a point where you should be taking notes, writing the things down that they're saying. Because when you start taking notes, there's something about going from pen to paper and you get it out of your head and you're engaging. with that person and you're truly listening, when you really listen, and I mean really listen, they're going to tell you probably more than you want to know, but they're going to tell you what you need to know. Not what's in your head and how much information and how amazing you are and what a craftsman you are and how much knowledge you have about those miter cuts and how you put fill in chinking and how you do the plumbing and how you do that roof work and how you put that toilet seat on, you know, it's like, and how you do that landscape and what those plants are and what the ponds are and how you cut in that edge when you're painting. Not every customer wants to know that. Some do. You just have to know when to share that detail. When you start taking notes in the motive, step one, you really need to understand what is motivating them to do this. Because what happens is what they think a lot of times and why they've reached out to you for the first time is not necessarily the main reason. They're just starting their process. That's what we really have to think about. When a customer reaches out to us, they're now just starting a process. Just like us, we have a process to follow to pre-qualify them to not show up in someone's space that was never going to hire us in the first place. That's why we want to do this stuff on the phone first, because now we're developing a relationship with them and what they're starting to share. So the initial part, it might just be something like a honey-do list. It's not uncommon for Erin, my wife, to give me a list of things I need to do. Well, if I look at that list and one of them is to call a contractor to get something done, if you put it on the list, I may not have even thought about it yet. So I'm just going to call some random contractor. I'm just going to start a process that I probably don't even want to do, only to get to the point where we're all going to meet together. And who's going to make the final decision? My wife. She and I have already talked about money. So really, it's just at that point, who are we going to give the money to and why are we going to give the money to them? That's why the motive is so important. I'm reaching out. I'm just gathering information. I'm just in the information gathering stage of the process. I'm just starting, understanding what's going on. I'm going to reach out to multiple contractors. So I'm just gathering that information. And once I have it, then we're going to start diagnosing and dissecting that and seeing where we're going to go with it. Which goes back to a meeting with my wife to talk about all those information I gathered. Then what contractor actually contacted us? Did someone contact us quickly? Has someone not even contacted us all? Has someone ghosted us? So you have to think about, this is a tactical empathy side. You have to think about what's happening on the other end of the conversation. You're ready. You have all this knowledge. You got everything dialed in. You're the best of the best. But now you're interacting with another person that may not even care about that. They may only want to get it done immediately. They may only want to spend a certain amount of money. They may want everything to be done in stages. There's so many different things. There's timelines. You guys know this stuff. But if you don't hone in your Shin Fu skills, you're going to miss the boat. You're not going to hear them, because when they share stuff with you, now we're peeling back the onion. We're really starting to understand that. And this is only if you're on point and you've trained well and you're rising to your highest level of training. This is only if everything is solid. This is where it's so important to not get in that fight or flight stage, to keep your cortisol levels from going nuts and avoiding conflict as much as possible. And this is life stuff. So how do you do that? It's Shin Fu. If a client has something to say and they're upset about something, slow it down. Use your training, use your cadence, use your tonality, bring the conversation down. Let them speak 90% of the time and you only 10%. We like to talk about 70-30, but this is one of those things when someone's upset, allow them to get it out. And when they get it out, take notes on what they're getting out, validate it. If it's something really bad, talk about that. Not defend it, just talk about it. Talk about it, and listening and validating is more of like, I understand how that's frustrating and I can see why that's upsetting you. And whatever it is, yeah, that makes sense. We should have entered the back of the house and I'm sorry we tracked mud through the front of the house. We should have done that differently. Don't defend it and justify it. Just validate them. Mirror what they're saying. Just basically repeat what they're saying and tell them they're right, because then they start liking you and it calms everything down. It's a big deal.
If you're a window installer, you deserve a simple choice. Anderson 400 series windows. They're the windows contractors trust the most based on a 2022 survey of U.S. contractors, probably because they have fewer callbacks and extra peace of mind. And thanks to shortened lead times, they're available faster. At the Contractor Fight, we like to highlight companies and products who have a track record of delivering high quality and service to contractors, like Anderson 400 Series Windows. Request a quote today at AndersonWindows.com.
Your spouse is upset. Same thing. Just listen. And one of those things, sometimes it's just like, hey, this is a lot of information. I'm just going to be quiet and I'm just going to listen. And we need to circle back to this and we can talk about it. But right now I can tell that you just need to vent and you need to let me hear what needs to be said. And I'm just going to listen right now. But I know at the end of this, I'm probably not going to be able to give you the answers you need. So can we just reconvene? But I want to hear what you have to say. Same thing with a teammate. If something's going awry, don't just jump their ass and walk out on the job site and tell them all the things you're doing wrong. If you see something or something's going wrong, just ask them, hey, is everything okay? Is there something I should know? The discipline here, though, is when you say those things, you have to shut up and let them marinate on it a little bit. Because what they say at first is not the real thing. Something else is driving that. Something, maybe they had a fight with their significant other. Maybe they had a fight with someone in their family members. Maybe somebody cut them off in traffic, but you know something's off. Give them the opportunity to express, make it safe for them. And then what'll happen is they'll start coming to you and they'll start sharing that information because now you become a sounding board for stuff going on and you're not just giving unsolicited advice anymore. But it all stems from allowing them to talk. And then you yourself, you shouldn't have the immediate answer. You should think about it and process it a little bit yourself. So don't respond so quickly. Think about it a little bit. Pause a little bit. It's okay to say, that's a great question. Let me just think about that for a second. And give it a second or two, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever it is. The longer you can stay quiet, the more they'll feel validated, the more they will feel to give you information. So there's so much power in this that I didn't even realize when we first started doing this, really what that power meant. And it's how you communicate with others. It's how you listen to others and just allowing someone to be heard. Everyone's wearing an imaginary sign around their neck that says, make me feel important. How do you do that? You just let them be heard. I'm getting way better at this. I'm pretty good with clients. I'm pretty good with my team. I've screwed it up multiple times with my wife, but I'm starting to listen more. Here's a little hack. Use this. It really, really works. When something's going on and they're sharing information with you and all of a sudden immediately you go into that phase of, I just want to fix it. Don't. Just go, hey, babe, am I just listening right now? Or do I need to fix something? You're asking them a question. You're allowing them to tell you. They're feeling heard and validated by you doing that. And I can't tell you, if you get really good at this skill of being empathetic, understanding possibly or think about what they're going through, and then also using sympathy, you will be rich beyond your imagination. You really will, because they're going to tell you what you need to know. And then as a professional, you're going to take your craft and obviously money, got to talk about money, how it is to fix that. And you can share that and relay that back to them. And they're going to want to hire you simply because of that. I can't tell you how often I close deals just because I keep my mouth shut. Ask a couple of questions and just shut up. Make sure you're primed and ready before you go on a sales call on the phone or if you're going to collect a deposit. You have to be prepared. So it behooves you to get good at this so that you're not having those distractions. You're not having that fight or flight scenario going on because of normal stuff happening in your life. This even goes into traffic. If someone cuts you off, just let it go. It's not going to do any good. It's only going to hurt you. And remember, when you have an extreme situation, a fight, a possible accident, or anything of intensity, it takes 7 hours for your body to readjust and recalibrate. So you're going to be feeling odd and off when that happens. Sometimes we just got to let stuff go. I hope this stuff helps. Wanted to just do a quick podcast on this and go over the stuff. So if you like what we have to say here and like what we're doing, give us a review. If you like what we're doing, check us out. Be sure to be in Denver in September. Hang out with us, all the coaches. It'll be awesome. And check out our Battleground group. That is a group that you can join. We're closed currently. We'll open that up sometime soon. You can get in. You can hang out with other FWs and see how we're doing this stuff and training together. So when these things go sideways, you're prepared, you're fortified, you're ready. And all of a sudden, a lot of the things that were bothering you in the past won't bother you anymore. So thanks for hanging out with me. You guys keep being awesome. And we'll see you soon. Later.